from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, June 4th. Coming up, a conversation with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Illinois Public Radio's Hannah Meisel will discuss the latest on energy bill negotiations with the governor in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. In the wake of an ongoing federal investigation that's nabbed political types from Chicago to Springfield, Democratic lawmakers earlier this week pushed through ethics legislation that Republicans say is weak, but they still voted for it. As Hannah Meisel reports, the governor is joining in that critique.
Most states have what's called a revolving door ban that, at the very least, slows down the transition from lawmaker one day to lobbyist the next. Here's Governor Pritzker last winter, pre-pandemic, as a federal probe into political influence grew.
Elected officials shouldn't be allowed to retire and immediately start lobbying their former colleagues. It's wrong, and it's got to stop.
But what Democrats passed earlier this week has some loopholes. It would allow lawmakers to time their retirement right before they're scheduled to end their term and immediately go lobby anyway.
I wanted more out of that provision. I wanted it to be a longer period of time for the revolving door, but it's progress.
The governor promised more ethics reform in future years and in a massive energy deal coming together that could tighten restrictions on influential utility companies. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The state legislative maps approved by the Illinois General Assembly last week created a number of narrowly shaped districts that now include two cities. The consolidated districts combine Peoria and Bloomington, Springfield and Decatur, and the Quad Cities and Galesburg. Those districts would be more favorable to Democratic candidates. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Taylorville says newly drawn divisions between rural and metro areas, including where he lives in Christian County, only serve political purposes.
Look no further than my home county to see what the Democrats in the General Assembly have done to try and consolidate their own power and split Republican power downstate.
Republican lawmakers are calling on the governor to veto what they consider highly partisan maps. As Illinois inches toward more fully reopening, parents with young children may wonder how COVID-19 guidance applies to them. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman explains.
As more people get vaccinated, community spread is declining, and that lowers the risk for everyone, including kids under 12 who can't yet get the vaccine. But the pandemic's not over yet, so it's wise to still take precautions while resuming summer activities, says SIU pediatrician Subhash Chowdhury. Anything outdoors with kids spread out is safer than indoor gatherings. If you go swimming, stick with the less crowded beaches and pools. And if your child develops symptoms, even if it seems like just a cold, Chowdhury says, get them tested for COVID.
There's no way to differentiate whether child has parainfluenza virus or adenovirus or COVID, and many times both infections can coexist.
And when the vaccine becomes available for younger kids, they'll be well protected like everyone else if they get it. Chowdhury made his comments on the 21st show. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois state health officials announced 674 additional COVID-19 cases in the state yesterday and 24 additional deaths. The statewide 7-day case positivity rate is 1.5%. More than 67% of Illinois adults have received at least one vaccine dose, and nearly 51% are fully vaccinated. In Champaign County, health officials announced 8 more coronavirus cases. There are currently 153 active cases, the lowest it's been since late August of last year. 12 county residents are hospitalized with the virus. The county's 7-day average positivity rate is higher than the state average at 2.8%. That excludes testing data from the University of Illinois. Still to come, we'll hear more from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He discusses energy bill negotiations with Hannah Meisel. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois is on the precipice of adopting new standards for energy production in the state, laying out goals to fight climate change from within. Attention has centered on nuclear giant Exelon's ask for millions of dollars in state subsidies to keep 3 of the company's unprofitable power plants open. But in recent days, coal-fired power plants and communities they sell electricity to say they cannot abide by a law that forces them to close by 2035. Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke with Illinois Public Radio government and politics editor Hannah Meisel about where negotiations stand before lawmakers go back to Springfield for a vote on a final deal.
Negotiations over an omnibus energy bill have been ongoing for months, and you know the movement behind it, more than 2 years old. But given all that's transpired with the federal probe that's nabbed Exelon subsidiary ComEd, its former lobbyist and executive in a bribery scheme to curry favor with former House Speaker Mike Madigan, what does it say that in the end, Exelon still held the upper hand in negotiations over how large a subsidy the state will provide the company?
I think that's a misread entirely. The negotiations were difficult. They were, you know, long, but we fought hard for our principles. We wanted to make sure that we got the best deal we could for ratepayers. We wanted to make sure that we were keeping clean energy alive in this state, especially through by keeping our nuclear plants open and making sure that we saved the jobs at those plants. So one thing you need to know is that there was nothing about this bill that was written by ComEd or written by Exelon. We wrote this bill with people who were, you know, as we are fighting climate change. We wrote this bill to make sure that we were saving those jobs. The deal overall is a good one that fights very importantly for the principles that I put out last summer about what this energy legislation should look like, including a very important set of provisions around ethics. That needed to happen in this bill. We needed to make sure that ComEd and Exelon understood that and all the other utilities that deal with the state and the ratepayers. And so those are included in the bill.
And Exelon kept upping the ante, increasing their ask and, you know, threatening to shutter additional plants over the two that they'd already said were due for closure this fall. Was Exelon negotiating in good faith?
Well, negotiations, you don't know what people are saying to their own teams behind the curtains. But, you know, it's a negotiation, right? I mean, each party has a desire. We wanted to, you know, make sure that we were getting a good deal for ratepayers. No doubt Exelon is trying to make sure that their shareholders are getting paid. But the final deal here, including all the provisions around doubling our renewable energy portfolio for the state, it's a good deal. And it fights climate change in a way that makes Illinois a leader in the country.
And the delay in the energy deal Monday night and the last night of session seems to have given municipal-owned coal-fired power plants and the Prairie State Generator, which sells energy to a bunch more cities and towns, kind of an opening to make their issue a cudgel here, you know, possibly taking votes off the deal from downstate Democrats and maybe some Republicans who've been on the fence. Do you feel like because the deal was delayed that maybe these coal-fired power plants are going to get more than anyone else at the table had wanted them to get had it been wrapped up Monday night?
Absolutely not. You see that the Senate president, the Speaker of the House, and I all have said and have stood up for decarbonization. And that's a fundamental principle of the bill that's being put forward. You know, I mean, they can try whatever they like, I suppose, but the best deal that we could get is the one that is being put on the table.
That was Governor J.B. Pritzker in conversation with Hannah Meisel. You can find their full conversation at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we've got sunny skies in store for today with a high of 87 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Derek Cantu, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.